You are now listening to a Rabble Press podcast.
Someone pooed so hard that they delayed a plane by 45 minutes.
Clock out, come home, and drink away to bash and burn the weekly plays. Douchey calls and sweaty balls, this is Scotch Sporting.
Wait till we record and then you can vent. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm recording. Okay. So today I had to go down to the police station.
Oh.
Because no. Because I need a police background check.
Oh.
It's not that exciting. I need it for in order to get band membership with the Algonquins of Pickwackinagan, I need to have a police background check done. So me and my son go down there, my older son, to get the background check done. Why is Mark's not working?
Check the second link.
That's why I grabbed the first one. So I go down there and I look at the meter, right? And it says $2 for an hour. And it's like, you know, you don't know how long the line is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I don't know how long I'm going to be at this police station. So I put a toonie in for the whole hour. We left after like 8 minutes. We were there. We filled out the forms, dropped them off, paid the fucking $100 and then left. So could have put a quarter in and I would have been fine.
Whatever.
It's no big deal.
Where do you live that you are still paying for parking in change?
They have a system where you can pay online. It's convoluted and it's awful. And anyways. It doesn't matter.
How much change
so
you
I
have in your car at this?
Well, I have. Moment. So I have no change in my car, but I had $3.35 in my pocket. So I've spent two. So now I have $1.35 left. It's really not pertinent, but we're driving, and you know the police station's down on King William, right, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, we're downtown. I'm like, I look at the kid, I go, hey, you want to do coop for lunch?
Oh, nice.
Right? So we turn onto King Street and we drive down and I find a parking spot right out front. Put the $1.35 in. I'm like, 45 minutes will be enough. Coop doesn't open till 4.
Oh, no. Wait, you put the money in already?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
So I didn't get to have coop. And I'm very tilted about it.
Oh, man, you had me all the way with I didn't know where this story was going.
Right. Right.
Was it were you pissed about how much you put in to get your police check?
No, just
this have something to do with the specific amount of money that was on your person.
Could not get the coop.
So and then, in the city.
And then I couldn't even go like somewhere else downtown because I had no more change left. Right? So
And you decided not to join the 21st century and pay with any other method other than cash.
Like I said, there is a way to do it. The parking meters have like an app system, but I tried to use it once and it was a fucking nightmare. So
any other old angry man.
I have a problem with the city that Tay lives in.
I have many problems with the city that I live in. What's yours?
So I went to see Hamilton.
Yeah.
Last Sunday.
Alexander Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. And it was fantastic, by the way. Like, I hadn't watched it on Disney Plus, so I went in completely like... Well, I'd seen some of it, but I went in pretty much fresh. And again, it was spectacular. So do you guys know the app called Spot Hero?
Yeah, that's the
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a buddy who swears by it. So I'm like, all right, I'll check this Spot Hero app out the night before we go. I find this. So you know where Princess of Wales is, right? So yep. I find this parking spot. It's on, was Simcoe, I believe. So it's just like around the corner, like literally, it's like a 3 minute walk, $10. Perfect. Yep. Perfect. So I
that's amazing.
Pay for it. And then I'm driving into the hellscape that is downtown Toronto traffic on a Sunday where there was the marathon happening.
Oh, God.
Right. So we get into town.
There's also, I've like, you didn't need to. You could have ended the sentence with the hellscape that is Toronto downtown and left it to literally any time of any day.
It doesn't matter. It could be 3:30 in the morning and it's still a hellscape.
And I was going to say, it's not that it's always bad. There's just no rhyme or reason to it.
Correct.
It could be a Sunday afternoon and you could be bumper to bumper. It could be a Friday at rush hour and you could breeze through the city. It just, there's no guess.
So anyways, so we turn off of University and then we turn down King. And no, sorry, we turn down whatever that next street is. And then we're on Simcoe, and right where the street is, that I can see the parking lot, and there's a big grate in front of the road. Road closed. What? Just that little block from King to the next street down closed. So I couldn't even get into the parking lot. So Lindsay's like, well, what do we do? And I'm like, I don't know. So we turn and then we end up parking at Princess of Wales. Fucking $26, I think that cost. And then Spot Hero gave me a refund. So that was nice. But that's they were like, oh, next time request the refund before the parking time starts. It's like, bro, the fucking street was closed.
I don't. So you have someone that trusts Spot Hero?
Yes. Oh, should I not trust Spot Hero?
No, I don't. I just, I've heard both. I've heard good and bad about it.
Okay. But,
Roy Thompson Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Underground. Almost all the time, $10 event parking.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And even at its worst, I think it's $20. You go down Roy Thompson and there's one way that's the $20 and one way that's the $10. Anyway, $20 for downtown isn't the worst.
No, that's,
and even
that's
just
fine.
Saying this out loud.
Yeah.
I hate myself for where I live. Because you're like, my thing with your story, when you were like, it was $1.30 for 45 minutes of parking. I was like, that's incredible.
Right.
What a steal.
What a steal. Yeah, but it is downtown Hamilton.
Yeah.
And you paid in change.
And I paid with change, like actual coins.
Actual human dollars. I don't have a lot of sympathy for my city. We landed at like 5:30 yesterday, and I don't think we were home until 7:30.
Oh, God.
With a baby. And we did stop to pick up the dog, to be fair. But like, I just, every time I've landed in Toronto, I'm like, it must suck if this is your very first experience with this city. Is this stupid fucking airport not even in Toronto?
Mm-hmm.
It's in Mississauga. Yep. It is in a different city.
Brampton, isn't
and
it?
No one tells you.
Isn't it Brampton?
Is it? It's not Toronto.
It's not Toronto.
It's not Toronto when there is barely a public transit way to get there.
Yeah, that airport sucks.
If you come from anywhere else,
fly into Hamilton. If you can fly into Hamilton, fly into Hamilton.
Fly into Billy Bishop.
Yeah, there you go. Because at least you're downtown.
Really nice. Yep. Guys, Air Canada, surprise, surprise. Flight was delayed yesterday.
Whoa.
By half an hour, 45 minutes. But for an incredible reason.
Oh, I saw this in the chat. This is marvelous. Christian, I love this.
Okay, I'm ready.
We were, so the gate gets crowded, whatever. People still fucking, post-pandemic, people still line up. And it's like, A, you have assigned seats, you morons. They'll find space for your bag, you idiots.
Right.
And you're just crowding people who need to get on first. There were a couple people with wheelchairs. Anyways. So they said, like, guy came on. Hey, we're really sorry for the delay. The crew needs a couple extra minutes just to clean. Because it's one of those flights. It's an hour and
a half.
Was
there popcorn on the floor?
It lands. People get off and they turn it like it's the same crew, same flight. They just turn around and go back to Toronto.
Yeah.
We get on the flight. Pilot gets on the intercom and says, "Hey, everyone, I'm really sorry for the delay. We had what I can only describe as a situation in the back lavatory."
Oh, God. So someone destroyed the bathroom?
Someone pooed so hard that they delayed a plane by 45 minutes.
I one day hope to be that man.
45 minutes.
Yeah.
And you... That's how bad you delayed a flight. People were running for their connections when we landed in Toronto because of someone's bad poo.
Now, did they do it in the air? Sick? Did they do it like is this like they pooped midway and then like?
Well, you can't go like 20 minutes before you land.
That's right. So was it a stinky one? Like, did the whole fucking plane stink?
And it's, if you're a plane nerd like me, it was the Bombardier, the Canada Regional jet, and it's two flight attendants.
Mm-hmm.
And the one's jump seat is in front of the bathroom.
Oh.
So when they go into the landing procedures and the flight attendants sit down, you can't access the bathroom.
Right.
So, yes, I would assume, therefore, this bathroom was like this.
Oh, man.
For the final 20 minutes of this flight.
So they're just fucking Febrezing the whole fucking back of the plane.
Not sure if it's related or not, but in small planes like that, the changing table is above the toilet. And right. So you have to pull it down. It was no longer on the wall.
Maybe like there is just feces all over the walls and
stuff. Maybe related.
Wow.
Or they had to hold on to something.
Because it was such a massive shit that they needed to grab on. Oh, man. That is the best.
We're back after sicknesses, sleepiness, trips, travels, more sickness.
And we're back with episode 69.
Episode 69.
I think we're supposed to say nice.
Nice. Dave and our idiot friends do la 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 la.
Oh.
Whenever the number is seen, shown, spoken about.
I get it.
It's really horrifying. But we're back! Except Tyler.
Except Tyler. Who's that?
That sucker.
I hope there's security. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. Doesn't it make... Ever we'll talk about it, but doesn't it make them kind of legitimate?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Well, let's get started. We were a bit late, and we've been away from each other a long. And I think Mark is just like he's a tea kettle about to explode out of his face.
Yeah.
Well, not with you guys.
We
so it's fine.
We'll play evil.
Oh, yeah.
For you.
I will do it.
Because I, to the death, was fighting for you, Mark, with my, because we watched we watched hockey when we were away last week and with my dad. And he was like, "Well, so why wouldn't they trade Matthews?" And he was like, really playing devil's advocate. And Dave was playing devil's advocate. So I think I might have silly Leaf fan points for you.
Oh, I can't wait to hear
but
them.
We haven't talked. We haven't talked since our long national nightmare ended.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Rodgers became a New York Jet.
Yep.
Questions. Three parts. One, is what the Jets gave up worth it? Two, are they it within two games? How much will they improve? And three, is he going to be more of, less of, or the same amount of just... can't even asshole. Gentlemen.
Okay. So from my understanding, they moved down two spots, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't give up too much. That's for sure.
They didn't give up too much. That's for sure.
Mark, same.
Well, it's
like,
of quarterbacks. This is,
because he's annoying as hell, but he's still the best guy out there, aside from maybe Patrick Mahomes. Like, he's still Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Chris's face. Okay,
Joe
well
Burrow,
then.
There's also
Joe
within
Burrow.
Minus one and a half game.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson. Yeah. Okay. So within minus 1.5 games, how many games more over under are the Jets winning?
One. They're winning one more game than they did last year.
He will buy them whatever their record was last season. They will win one more this season.
Yeah.
Mark?
But I would assume two.
And will he be as completely insufferable?
Yes. 100%.
It's in New York, even more so now.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
I think if he doesn't immediately start doing well, he'll get much more insufferable.
Yes.
We have new Don't Do the Thing. It's been a long time since it's been not COVID and not sexual assault. Now we have Just Don't Film Yourself with a Gun.
It's
so Ja Morant.
It seems so simple.
It's so simple. And I speak in the United States. Truly, I assumed everyone had a gun.
Right.
Like someone on the highway back to the airport yesterday kind of drifted into our lane and Dave laid on the horn for a minute. And I was like, oh, maybe don't do that.
Not.
As soon as we landed, blocked traffic to turn left when they weren't supposed to. And I rolled down the window and screamed at them to eat shit. So I'm just like, it's a different vibe in the States right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Genuinely assume everyone has a gun.
It's a safe assumption.
So John Moran was suspended from the Memphis police for brandishing a gun on social media. And this was a couple months ago. He has now been suspended again for posting a video to social media with him holding a firearm. He is now been suspended from the Memphis Grizzlies they're not in it anymore, but from all off-season activities pending the league's office review. There might be more penalties levied upon him. How hard, my question, how hard do you guys think it is to just not do that? Like, why can he not have a gun in a video?
Oh, that was the wrong button.
He doesn't have to, but it might just go with the people he's hanging out with, right?
Why is that hard? That, like, this is literally one thing that'll get you in trouble.
And he's already gotten in trouble for it.
Yeah, this was like a month ago.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm filming with Dave, and Dave pulls out a gun. I'm stopping the video.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This is the one thing that got me in trouble.
Yeah. That
doesn't make any sense. None of this makes sense.
Why is it hard?
Well, I don't think it's hard. It's just maybe he just doesn't care.
Maybe it's like it's the off season. It doesn't count.
What did you say, Dave? Can you get it? He needs a gun to get at her.
Oh.
I know I've dissed a lot of people who have supported me, Morant said in a statement. This is a journey, and I recognize there is more work to do. My words may not mean much right now, but I take full accountability for my actions. I'm committed to continuing to work on myself. What a real word salad of apology.
Yeah.
That's an apology written by ChatGPT.
You did not write that at all.
Yeah, 100% ChatGPT.
You typed into ChatGPT how to apologize in sports, and that's what it spat out.
Yeah. And then you also hit that generate response a couple times too.
Yes.
Morant was previously suspended in March after he could be seen on an Instagram live session holding up a handgun while intoxicated at a Denver area club. At least this time he maybe wasn't drunk. Is he going to do it again? Quick question before we move on to the Yankees.
But
I would have said no before, but
right.
He's done it.
I'm gonna say yeah. This is not the last we see of this.
Yeah.
Is he going to love having a handgun in Josh Gordon's weed?
Yeah, that's a fair comparison.
Just love something that much. Okay, shocked Pikachu face. Wow, Yankees might be cheating. Oh my god.
I mean,
yes, Chris, your face.
I don't know if it's cheating. So he looked over to the side.
That's exactly what I was going to. Okay, so that's the question we'll get to. So,
Domingo Germain last night.
So we have Domingo Germain, who was caught earlier in the season with sticky substance on
like
his
hand. Like, it was like 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
It was like the...
Somehow allowed to come back and play.
Yeah, he was told to wash his
hands. Like, he did not get... Yeah, wash your hands, come on back. You sticky little mix, you. And then last night's game... Oh, hello! Last night's game... Caught with sticky substance on his hands, and apparently the stickiest substance they've ever seen.
More so than Max.
And immediately,
the stickiest stick we've ever stuck.
Wink. And just earlier suspended for
10 games.
10 games, dude?
10 games.
He has been levied a suspension. And then there was a whole bunch of controversy about Aaron Judge and getting tipped pitches because he kept, between every pitch, he kept looking to the right.
And then they made a big deal about the coaches staying in the coaching box, which
the positioning of it
has never been a big deal. But now all of a sudden the Jays look like a bunch of, like, listen, I'm a Jays fan. They look like a bunch of crybabies. He needs to stay in the box. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
How are they tipping? Like, okay. Now, the difference is, if he's tipping his pitches, right? Who was pitching last night? Who was pitching? Or that was two nights ago. Whatever. Right, it was Manoah. That's right. Yeah. So if Manoah's tipping his pitches, that's on Manoah. That's not on... That's not cheating. That's... Manoah needs to tip his pitches.
Or throw 7-1.
I was all like... So that's going to be my quote. Oh, my God. I was all like, you know, fuck the Yankees, obviously. And it's like it all came out when the Astros were cheaters. But it's like, where do you think they got like that from?
Yeah.
Right. Like Beltran from like it probably started not with the Astros. And I was all ready to, you know, fuck the Yankees, blah, blah, blah. But then I was listening to sports radios. I was driving around today. It isn't actually, it's what you said, Chris, and that's my question for you guys. Like, it isn't actually cheating. Like, unless they're using technology, it's not against the rules right now.
Especially with PitchCom. Like, there's no way to see the signs.
Yeah, Aaron Judge was kind of pissy in a post game interview, but very carefully worded. Nothing I did was illegal.
Right. And I agree with him.
You were probably getting signals.
Right. But then again, I think that it's because they saw something that Manoah was doing.
Start the clock.
Oh. So they saw something that Manoah was doing.
Is it cheating?
No. They see something, they're pointing it out, and he's just looking over. One of the coaches is like, you know, got an up or down or whatever. Just something easy for him to visually see just by a glance, like with his eyes. But I don't know. I don't think it's cheating. I think obviously the sticky stuff with Jermaine, that's cheating. But otherwise.
What about like the garbage can stuff?
Well, that's cheating
as long
because.
As it's just signaling.
They were stealing the signs.
They were stealing the signs. Yeah. Stealing the signs is cheating.
Yeah.
But now that it's the pitch com.
Right.
Now that we have that technology, if you're tipping your pitches. Even if the face coach is watching the pitcher, he goes like this. Bench coach goes like this. Hitting coach goes like this. So then you know it's a fastball.
Right.
That's not cheating.
Not cheating.
As long as they're picking up on something you do and it has nothing to do with technology, not cheating.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Absolutely.
And I'm just going to, yet again, robot umpires.
Yeah, robot umpires. And Aaron Boone has like the most punchable face in all of baseball.
He really does. I think it's his big ears and his obvious. He was a fucking steroid guy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He was that era.
Yeah.
I hate him. I was looking at, cause I was hearing chirps about how the umpires are obviously just as terrible as they always were. So I was trying to see if I could find any kind of recent relevant articles. It has been noticed. Angel Hernandez has only reffed or umpired one game so far this year.
Yeah. He is
and
gone.
The world is a better place. Yeah. He's apparently injured.
Oh.
Because I guess umpires can get injured?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not super physical, but it's still a kind of physical task.
But what injury can be so bad that you cannot then umpire?
I mean, maybe he had like some sort of surgery or something. There.
Who cares if you have a pulled hammer?
You got to get out of the way.
The WNBA played their first game on Canadian soil to almost 20,000 people.
I have two questions about this.
Mm. Yes.
Okay, maybe just one. But how? Why is it taking so long? WNBA has been around for what, like 25 years?
Yeah.
How is, after 25 years, this the first time that there's a WNBA game in Canada, a country, Toronto specifically, that supports the fucking hell out of the Raptors, and this is the first time you're like, hey, you know what? Maybe we should try this.
Hey, ladies can play basketball too. And what is your other question?
Because I had to. I just, yeah. All right. I didn't have to. I thought I was going to think of a second one.
Huh, as you were yelling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think this? Well, I've said before, I'm going to say it again. Basketball to me is the sport it's fundamentally the same game. Like women's baseball is softball.
Right.
Women's hockey, hit.
Soccer's the same.
Soccer's the same, but no one cares about soccer here anyways.
True.
So why would we care about women's soccer? Women's golf is closer to the tee. I think the net's a bit lower, women's basketball. Other than that, it's the same game.
Is it really?
It used to be. Maybe I'm making that up. Because we're little lady people.
Right, but I mean, wouldn't you just play on the same fucking courts?
But we're so little that we're widow compared to you guys.
I don't know. There's some
widow fingers.
There's some tall girls that play in the WNBA. I'm pretty sure.
Is it a one shot deal? That is my question.
No, with a silicone.
Not a chance.
Because look at the average.
So is this? Are we gonna?
It's like 6,000. If they're lucky at most places.
Yeah.
1,000. For sure they'll come back.
Chris, like there's such a appetite for Raptors in Toronto, and we're such a progressive city, as stupid as we are in most things. Do you think there's a market for a team?
Oh, 100%. Same thing. It's taken this long for a game. How in 25 years they didn't think, hey, the Raptors are pretty successful, maybe expand there too. Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Would they play at the ACC? Would there be three teams playing at the same venue?
No, they'd have to.
Yeah, well, I guess WNBA,
or they'd play
in the off season though, right? Well, most of it's, so it wouldn't really conflict.
Oh yeah, that's true. Or they could play where the junior Raptors play. What are they called? The 905s? Little baby Raptors?
Yeah.
I was going to talk about soccer. Tyler's not here.
Right.
Major fisticuffs at TFC a couple weeks ago. And it doesn't that make us legitimate soccer fans then? I want to talk about Ted Lasso then.
All right. Let's talk about Ted Lasso.
Because I wanted to play. I think I'm an episode behind, maybe two.
Okay.
The sex scandal.
Yeah.
Had just broke.
Okay.
So this is me playing devil's advocate. These are not necessarily my own opinions, although I will asterisk where it is my own opinion. Online, not liking the writing of this season as much.
Yeah, it's weird.
Cliched. And I was kind of reading about that as Mark was texting, I don't get how people aren't liking this season. Mm-hmm. So do you guys love this season as much?
So
are you finding it cliched? Are you what was Mark's defense of people that aren't liking it as much or saying it is just as good as it always was?
So what I'm going to say is that this season started out bad, maybe not bad, but didn't have the same quality. I would say the first three episodes were kind of like, what are we doing here? But I think since the Amsterdam episode specifically, the show it's been banger after banger after banger. And this most recent episode was great. And I don't know what the problem is. Is I think there are a bunch of people who got the bad taste of the first couple episodes and just never got over it.
That, and they're looking for just a pure comedy, right?
Right.
They go back to season one. They're like, I don't want all this extra stuff. I just want to laugh. I don't want to be, you know, put into these thought
provokes. But I guess, and I mean this in a nice way, I never thought it was that funny.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like, it was a charming show to me. It had moments of laughter, but it's more of a charming show than a comedy.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
So again, I am at the episode after Amsterdam.
Okay. Yeah. You're I think you're three behind.
I don't think, and maybe this changes, Roy Kent has a purpose at this time.
Oh, don't worry.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Second, a little bit same as Rebecca.
Yeah. Don't worry. Don't worry about that too.
Everything's going to get
everything. Settled. It's very well written. It's very well written.
Okay. And then,
oh my God.
Here's my only actual problem. And maybe please tell me that this changes or whatever. I don't care about because I'm still mad at Nate.
Yeah.
I loved his downfall because, as Mark pointed out, like, everyone loved him, but you could see sparks of he's actually evil the whole time.
Right.
And then him having that epic meltdown at Ted at the end of season two is one of the best moments of the series.
Right.
And I told you, I was, as I think a lot of women were, really, really triggered by that scene where he kisses Keeley because he thinks, oh, I'm a nice guy and you're being nice to me. And I'm like, fuck this guy. So his whole love story with the woman and like, oh, it worked out. I'm like, no, we haven't resolved this. You are not forgiven. Mm-hmm. So I'm not rooting for you right now.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay's very similar. Everything, like, I just watched this most recent episode, and every time he's on the screen, she's like, fuck you, Nate. It's like, no one cares about you, Nate.
Well, did we miss his, like, redemption arc, or maybe it is still to come?
It's still coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought I missed an episode in between because something happened at the beginning. I'm like, what? How did that happen? Did I miss something?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want a Jamie Lannister situation where they just completely fuck up the redemption arc and skip over things.
I don't think they're doing it.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
because he's
very
without.
Especially happened this last episode.
Yeah, without spoiling too much, this last episode, it's definitely like leaning that direction.
Okay. Well, we have just under half an hour left, which I think is going to be Mark to yell about the Toronto Maple Leafs. Just kidding. We have other hockey stuff.
Well, we have other hockey stuff. Oh, you mean the final four of the, like, the worst four possible teams?
My God. Like, so I've worked through my crippling depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I am mad at the Bruins organization. I didn't have a lot of hope going into this season, and then they seemed to put all their chips on the table. And then when they started to win and win and win, I was like, oh my God, maybe it's actually happening. I remember bumping into my neighbor before the playoffs started when the opponents hadn't quite been confirmed yet. And he was like, I just don't see anyone beating them this year. I was like, I would not say that, sir.
Yeah.
There's always a chance. It's slightly comforting to know that the Leafs also lost. For very similar reasons, I think. Similar Bobrovsky reasons. But the Bruins... Bergeron was hurt. Krejci was hurt. Ullmark was apparently devastatingly hurt. And it just came out today that Hampus Lindholm was also playing on a broken foot the whole time.
Jesus.
Not gonna...
Hockey players are insane. Win.
And it just made me mad. It made me think of the Russell Wilson concussion thing from 5 or 6 years ago where he went back in the game. The athlete's always going to want to play.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the coaching staff and to say, like, you're not our best player right now because you are hurt. And I don't understand with the Bruins. This is my end of my rant is going to be done because I've worked through my feelings. They should. Olmark and Swayman had platooned the entire season.
Yep.
I don't know why they didn't continue the way they had. Neither of them could clearly take on a workload like that. Sorry, Mark.
No, that was it. Because Bobrovsky didn't steal that series for the Panthers. He finished with a minus 0.5 goals saved over expected. It was the Bruins goaltending that let them down.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Swayman had that sad press conference at the end of, like, I owed the guys one more save. And it's like, yeah, maybe Olmark let in that one that he shouldn't have. Well, he obviously did when he fucked up at the end. That game five, I was like, they're not winning this. As soon as they lost and it was 3-2, I had resolved.
Yeah.
And now we get the finals that literally no one cares about.
Yeah.
Would have been worse that Seattle made it.
Oh, my God.
Seattle was my tinfoil hat theory, which is, and Chris pointed out in a wonderful, wonderful stat. Chris, when was the last time, what year was the last Canadian team to win?
1993, the Montreal Canadiens.
Back then, before.
Should have been an all Canadian final, too.
Yeah. Back then, before extended rounds, the finals would have been around April, probably.
No, probably still mid to late May.
But 1993?
Mm-hmm.
And when did Gary Bettman become commissioner of the NHL?
The year after.
Right after.
So no team.
Nope.
And you know who won the cup the year after?
That's right.
After 54 years not winning a cup.
The New York Rangers. So, I mean, I'm not conspiracy? The, it's not the only.
And they beat Vancouver on top of that.
Right. Don't forget. And it's so not an uncommon conspiracy theory that Gary Bettman hates Canada. Well, doesn't hate Canada, but doesn't care about Canada and goes out of his way to prop up U.S. teams and smaller markets to try. Because
was it you, Chris?
Yeah.
We're going to watch anyways.
Canada's that's watching what you anyways. Said, right? Like, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Now, to play devil's advocate, how did Winnipeg come back then? Because the move from Atlanta to Winnipeg was almost instantaneous.
Yeah, see, and that's the one thing where I don't understand it, because it is a very, but I honestly think that was a calculated. Bettman's like, well, if I do that, they can't say I hate Canada, because it makes sense. No, because it made sense at that exact moment. They had an arena; it was ready to go. Let's do it. And then this buys me 10 years of them saying I don't hate, or they can't say I hate Canada.
Or maybe he knew the ownership in Winnipeg would be not very good and they wouldn't make a real run for the cup. So did anything change in the rules for the expansion draft between Winnipeg and then Vegas and Seattle?
They made it easy for Vegas to draft a really good team and they took advantage of it.
Right, so isn't that so add that tinfoil and foil here?
Yeah, because they
oh, do we have a guest?
What is that?
What is on his face?
It's a weird mask.
Oh, I thought it was like a Daft Punk type thing.
It's just me, guys.
It's just him, guys.
Oh, geez. Oh my goodness!
All right, bye.
Very scary. It's just a mask. It doesn't do anything.
It's got LED lights in it that he can like change what it is. And it's pretty neat.
But it's just a mask. It's not like an Oculus.
No.
Okay.
Nothing fancy.
That's adorable. So they did. Let's add that to the tinfoil fire. But I thought the perfect story would be Seattle versus Vegas. The two most recent and fairly immediately successful.
Yeah.
Bettman being like, look, everyone.
You should buy an expansion team.
Yeah.
Look how buy an American look immediately.
Well, okay, so let's stick with this just before we get to the Leafs. So obviously the Phoenix thing fell through today, their new or yesterday maybe, their new stadium. Mm-hmm. So like
the taxpayers paid. So it was, they had a deal to do a new stadium in Tempe, Arizona.
Right.
Tempe. I don't care how you pronounce that because you're a terrible state. And the taxpayers were like, no. So now they don't have a home, or they're going to be back at the university?
No, they have 2 more years on the lease and that's it.
At that university.
Yep.
Can they get out of that? They have to be able to get out of that.
If they can find a home within. Yeah, probably.
Right. So where are they moving?
They can't. You got to get out.
They're moving. My money's on Houston. Not I think Houston makes sense. Kansas
maybe
City,
back
maybe.
To Atlanta?
No, I don't think it.
For a third time? They've already failed twice.
Yeah,
there.
you gotta just give up on Atlanta. It's like, stop trying to make fetch happen. It's the same.
But a second LA team.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, they already have Anaheim and LA.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So. I don't know. I just think
Houston?
Yeah, Houston makes sense. And a lot of people are like, oh, move them to Quebec City. Like, Bettman's definitely not moving them to Quebec City.
There's still no corporate money there at all.
I was going to say, I don't think Quebec City still has the money. Maybe an East Coast team?
That's even worse.
Halifax Hooligans?
No. The Halifax Explosion. Hamilton? Yeah, move them to Hamilton. Let's go. We're tearing down the arena.
Yeah.
So there won't even be an arena for them to play in.
What was there?
Oh, they're renovating it.
They're severely downgrading it. So seats wise.
So we have a hockey finals in the West. Dallas v Vegas. That'll at least be really drunk and loud and obnoxious white people. Like that could be a fun, like, people watching series. Those specific fan bases are insane. So that could be fun. I don't care about the teams particularly.
Well,
maybe
Pavelski's still on Dallas, so I have, you know, I have a reason to cheer there.
Jamie Benn. I feel like Jamie Benn kind of deserves a cup at this point too. And then in the East, we have the Florida Panthers versus the Carolina Hurricanes, having just come from Carolina, North Carolina, in fact, 2 hours south of Raleigh. I can confirm no one cares. We saw one flag on one house. No cars, no t-shirts, no nothing. And Dave and I went to the kind of downtown. We're in a very popular beach area. Lots and lots of people. We went to a sports bar. They had the game on, the big TVs. Yeah. It was us and maybe two other guys paying attention.
Wow.
And ladies.
Survey, just walk down the street and say, how about them Canes? And see how many people respond, like, with any.
Well, and then we were grocery shopping, and sometimes people stop us for our accents, and it was, oh, where are you guys from? Oh, Toronto. Oh, how's Canada? Was the question. We're like, it's fine. What what would you like to know?
How's Canada?
Socialized medicine cold. Is wonderful.
It's cold. That's always,
well, obviously, his follow-up was, is it pretty cold up there? I mean, not now, but yeah. I mean, and Dave was like, well, Minnesota gets just as cold. Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's not colder.
And then, do you guys must watch a lot of hockey up there? Well, yes, we do. And I said, but your team's in the Eastern Finals. And he went, oh, we are. You know, sir, fuck you then. You don't even know your team's in the finals. One flag. And this is to all my women out there. Maybe some men, I don't know. Do you guys know what a pick me girl is?
A pick me girl?
A pick me girl is like, I'm different from all the other girls. I have a lot of a guy friend. Like, they're just so trying to make themselves be different. And like, Taco Tuesday is a personality trait. So a lot of those type of girls at the bar, Dave and I, to put it this way, were probably the only people having a drink there that wasn't a shot.
Oh, okay.
So everyone was shots of Fireball, shots of tequila, maybe a couple people at a Miller High Life. And it was, they were counting down the seconds to head into overtime of the game that Carolina eventually won. It was obviously do or die for them. Well, not do or die, it was do. And a girl like was with the guy and trying to distract him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of the guys who had been watching the whole time. And I guess his friends just showed up and she was just like, what? Phil, pay attention to me. Come on, Phil.
Oh, God. Man. Uh-oh. Did we lose her?
It freezes.
No.
Oh, time too. We can hear you. But yeah, the screen grab is great.
I'm just going to shut my camera off for a second.
There we go. We got the audio back at least.
Okay, just shut my camera off for a moment. I just like let him watch the fucking game.
Yeah.
And I was so angry. And then as like 5 seconds left, then she realizes, and like is clapping and cheering along with it. And I'm like, no, bitch.
Yeah, no, you don't get to now. Yeah, you don't get to now.
You lost the privilege to cheer for them. Anyways, ladies, don't be that girl.
Right.
Mark, the monkey is off the back of the Leafs. The 19-year monkey. They have made it to the second round. As a non-Leaf fan, but sometimes a fan of my city, I'm happy that that happened. I'm happy they made it to the second round. I liked seeing how excited people got. It was something positive out of the first round for me than plunging into crippling despair. What actually happened in round two? And then we'll get to why a lot of Leaf fans are terrible.
So what happened in round two was that Bobrovsky turned into Vezina Bobrovsky.
Hmm.
Now, in the Boston series, he finished with a minus, as I said earlier, 0.5 goals saved above expected. This series, he finished with 9.8, which means the Leafs should have had 9 more goals than they actually scored. Now, if you look at the home games the Leafs played, the first game, he finished with a 3.8 goals saved above expected. Game two, he finished with that spreadsheet. So game two, he finished with a 2.12 goals he expected. And then for game five, finished with 2.67.
Mm-hmm.
So all three games at home, the Leafs dominated, and they just couldn't get it by the proxy. Now, Matthews had the same exact number of high-scoring chances in the first series in Tampa than he did against Florida with 2. But he had 14 medium danger chances in Florida versus 7 against Tampa. Now the difference was Vasilevskiy finished with a minus 3.1 goal saved above expected. So it goes to show you when against bad goaltending, you often score.
Yeah.
It's good goaltending, it goes down no matter what you do.
So what I'm hearing with what you're saying is trade Matthews.
Yeah, because clearly he can't get it done.
That's what I'm hearing.
So there was no problem with the Leafs on your end. You would take this exact team, this exact coaching staff, and put it out there again next year with confidence.
I wouldn't say exact coaching staff because there were times when Keith was outcoached. But the talent's there. You leave the talent alone. You build around that talent. You tinker with it. Getting that talent in the first place is the hardest fucking part of any team's job.
And they had another Wes McCauley game, didn't they?
They did. And that game didn't get a single power play. And it went to overtime, that game. And
how?
No penalties.
Why is Sheldon Keefe not saying anything about that?
Because he'll get fined.
I testified against this guy's brother-in-law to try and put him in prison for a long time. Maybe there's a bit of a conflict of interest with my games. Especially look at his record. Like the odds of the Leafs not winning a game that he refereed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's wild.
So Mark, let me ask you a question here.
Yes, please.
What's the answer in your mind? What's the answer?
Well, the answer is, luck is a part of the whole process. No matter how much you say it doesn't, it does play a factor.
Okay.
A hot goaltender can get far in the playoffs.
Right, but you can't. Okay, so you can't say that it's been 19 years of bad luck. and then 55 years of bad luck.
No, I'm not saying it's down to luck, but I'm just saying, especially with this core team.
Right.
Like, those other teams, they were never contenders.
Right.
This is a legit contending team.
Right. I mean, I see.
They finished the top five in the NHL the last 5 years. Right?
Right.
Now, the problem is, because of the format, they often get paired up against one of the better defensive teams in the league. Now, I looked at the history of their opponents in the playoffs. So, year one, they weren't expected to make the playoffs. They beat the playoffs, but they get Washington Capitals first round, President's winning trophy team, losing six games. Year two, they get the Bruins, who were the best defensive team in the conference that year. And Matthews had a goal and assist in that series. So, and they still took the seven games. Year three, they get Boston again. And Boston was the second best defensive team in the conference. Year four, in the bubble, they get the Blue Jackets. Now, on paper, you think that's an easy matchup. But then they actually look at the stats. They're the third best defensive team in the conference as well that year. And we know they get the Leafs got shut out twice in that series.
Right.
Korpisalo played out of his mind. Year five, of course, they get Carey Price in that 3-1 meltdown. And then year six, they get Vasilevskiy again, who go on to the Cup Finals because they're defending Stanley Cup champions.
Yeah.
And then they get Vasilevskiy again this year. But this year, Vasilevskiy in Tampa was not as good as they were before. And they finally win because the goaltending was not as high as it was been in previous playoff runs.
Right. So, okay. So if you were the president, if you were John Maple Leaf.
Yeah.
Right, Tay?
Yeah.
So if you're John Maple Leaf, you're the owner of the Maple Leafs. What are you doing next week to, like, what's your plan? Like, okay, sorry. Let me ask a question first. Is this season considered a success to you?
I wouldn't say it's a success.
Right. Okay. So
it wasn't a failure.
This is not a failure in your eyes.
No.
I was going to say, like, a lot of, the Bruins haven't won. Now, obviously, the Leafs haven't won since the 60s. Joke. But, like, the Bruins have had incredible teams between when they won in 2010 and now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not the same chatter as there is. I don't know. Is it just maybe they had a good fortune of lighter opponents in the first round at the time?
The Bruins have also made two Cup Finals as well.
Yeah.
And have always been one of the better defensive teams in the NHL during that span. Which is
what are we just about. Not in the same? Are people in Minnesota saying the same thing about the Wild as they are about, like, what about, there's a lot of teams that make the playoffs and don't.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. But so my question, I guess, is if it's not, so it's not a disappointment this season. This result is not.
It shouldn't be.
Okay. When you realize that you have Matthews for one more year and then Marner coming up the year after.
Yeah.
Like, the window's closing. The window's closing.
That's your priority right there, signing those two guys long term. Now, both players want to stay, and you sign those guys.
Right. But you're at the point where you're going to sign those guys to the big money, and you're going to be handcuffed. You're not going to have the big four anymore. You're going to have the big two.
Well, let's not forget, the cap's going up.
Right. Yeah, but it's not going up. But it's not going up enough to accommodate those four guys. Like, you can't have those four guys.
Who's the fourth in the core four? Is it Tavares?
Nylander.
Tavares' contract comes up in 2 years. He's not re-signing at $11 million at the end of that contract.
Right. Oh, he's probably not re-signing at all, let's be fair.
No, if he does resign, he's going to resign cheap. But if he wants the money, he's got to go somewhere else.
Right.
He knows that. But since he came to Toronto, he's a Toronto boy.
Mistake.
That's another story.
It is a mistake.
Nylander is also coming up in 2 years.
Right. Man, that's in 2 years, that's awful. Because you've got Marner, Nylander, and Tavares all in the same offseason.
Yeah, but... Nylander will probably get $10 million. I'm thinking Marner will probably get 12 and a half, and Matthews probably 13.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the cap goes up incrementally as it does in the last, 3 years now, because it has been kind of flat for the last couple years because of the COVID. Now you're losing Kerfoot off the books. He's not coming back at $3.1 million. You're going to get rid of Murray. That's another $3.5 million. You're probably also getting rid of one of the defensemen's Hall. That's probably another $2 million. So there's like Dubas has been able to put up together a competitive team regardless.
Right.
Imagine keeping Matt Murray.
Is
they can't.
Is well, Dubas
all so much better now?
Is Dubas staying?
Dubas stays if he wants to.
Right. It's up to him at this point, right?
Keith, I feel like they symbolically have to do something.
I think Keith has to go. Like I so do Keith think not. Keith has to go.
But if Keith goes, you need someone who is actually qualified and has pedigree.
Well, there's 35 coaches.
Yeah.
I'll tell you before the podcast that one name jumps out to me, but it's controversial, and it's Quenneville.
Right.
No one, and I was, no.
Has enough time passed?
No, well, that's what we talked about before you jumped on. I was going to say, and I didn't mean it this way, but then I realized what his controversy was about, so I am saying this with an asterisk. No one pulls the goalie like Joe Quenneville pulls the goalie. Like, I love, he will, like, 5 minutes to go, they're down by a goal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crawford was skating to that bench, and I fucking love that. And Paul Maurice does it a bit, too, but I hate him at the moment. I think that's what Mark and I were talking about before you joined, because Babcock is now getting sniffed around for Columbus.
Yeah, and I mean, like, Babcock's probably paid the price at this point, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, I mean, you can be, well, I guess, is casual racism more tolerated in hockey or sexual assault? I was going to, like, I was going to say casual racism, but I think they're tied.
Yeah, I mean, sexual assault's pretty okay from the NHL's standpoint.
I mean, there's
slush
fund for it, right?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, that's Hockey Canada, not the NHL. So,
so do you, I know whether it's deserving or not, but Mark, are we seeing Sheldon Keefe behind the bench at the beginning of next season?
It depends. If Dubas does come back, there's a better chance Keefe does come back.
Right.
If Dubas isn't there, then
if Dubas goes, yeah, Keefe's not there.
Keefe's gone. Yeah.
Or if Dubas goes, I think they keep Keefe. It's hard to say. And then he goes like the first sniff of like two losses in a row.
But that's not the issue, though. The regular season's never been a problem for them, right?
Yeah. Mm.
So are you done yelling, Mark? Do you think you've gotten through to any fans who want to trade Mitch Marner? And Austin Matthews?
Those idiots who want to trade Matthews and Marner, what do you expect to get back in return that's going to make your team better?
First overall pick. We're getting Bedard.
But Bedard might not be Bedard. And like, it's the thing we say all the time.
He is.
Matthews is already Matthews. You tanked to get Matthews. We did this already.
Chicago's not trading their first all pick for Matthews or Marner.
What about Matthews and Marner?
That's way too much for.
I'm just saying they'd listen.
But you have first round picks.
How does that make you better though? Then you lose your Hart trophy and Marco Richard winning trophy winner
and
goal scorer.
And how long is the rookie contract?
3 years.
Is that it now?
It's always been 3 years.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, you got him cheap for 3 years. I mean, I know it's not cheap anymore, but you got him pretty cheap for 3 years.
I just feel like we did this already, guys.
No experience. Because you wanted someone who can do it in the playoffs. So automatically, let's go with the guy with no experience.
I mean, it's not about doing it in the playoffs, not doing it in the playoffs. It's about getting it done. And I'm sorry, the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, they said the same thing about Ovechkin 10 years ago, guys.
I agree. They said the same. I said the same thing about Ovechkin 10 years ago.
Do you think the Oilers should trade Draisaitl and...
Exactly. I even threw that question. I said that to the exact same person who said they need to get rid of Matthews Marner.
Yes.
And then he came back and said, well, McDavid wants out of Edmonton. He's got to get out of Edmonton. And I'm like... Wait, that's not the question.
Who said McDavid wants out of Edmonton, by the way?
No one.
Like, exactly. Like, where does that come from? Oh, he wants out. What? How do you know that?
It comes from pundits who need something to write about because they have nothing off in the offseason to write about. And that's what these stupid Toronto media.
And they're not able to make controversial opinions like this. Yeah. Friends, it is 10 o'clock.
Yep.
Any other sports news that we want to talk about? Or do we just want to say episode 69 again?
69 dudes. Oh, 69.
Hear Dave doing that tongue thing. 69. What a great. Stop it.
Okay, oh, stop. Can I add one more thing about this whole thing?
So of course.
Superstars. I also threw an example. Look at what the Flames did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Lost control with Chuck and just completely fell out of the playoffs. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, I mean, they had to trade Kachuk because you got to get something.
Yeah. But then that's why the situation with Leafs is different because Matthews and Mars want to stay. It's not they want to leave.
I mean, they say they want to stay, but that's, you know, that's what you say.
It's better than what Kachuk did, though.
So true. At least
there's some. Yeah. Now, I asked the question, name me a team that got better when trading away superstar.
No one.
I can name one.
Who?
Boston.
With?
Well, he's talking about Joe Thornton.
Yeah.
That's
but Mark
true.
Doesn't think Joe Thornton's a superstar.
He's not perennial or generational talent. Guy can put up points with assists, yeah, but he's not the guy who takes over a game.
He's that guy, but he's not that guy. He's not generational.
No, he definitely wasn't.
He's like Ron Francis.
Well, I think he's better than Ron Francis. But Ron Francis won a cup.
Are we comparing Ron Francis to Joe Thornton?
That's what just happened.
This is strange.
Of offensive output and like his star level.
I think Joe Thornton was a bigger star than Ron Francis.
Okay.
Ron Francis on a team with Yager and Lemieux. I mean, that's why.
True.
Before we start going down a terrible rabbit hole, we will save this Ron Francis talk for next week. Maybe we'll talk basketball. Who knows? Because I put money on the Lakers at the All-Star break.
Oh, there you go.
Denver's winning that easily. Probably.
It's not enough that I will cash it. Like, I'll be upset to lose it, so I'm letting it ride. But it did. I could have cashed out for a little tidy profit.
I think you should have done it before yesterday.
I know. I'm going to now, like, I was doing what I did last series of, like, I'll just wait until they win a game and see what it is, but it's not enough. I really care. Well, Instagram, Twitter, all that fun stuff. Tiki talkie, I suppose. And maybe next week we'll talk basketball and soccer.
Maybe.
But probably not.
Baseball.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Baseball is on.
We CFL. Can take preseason starts next week.
That's right.
Okay, have a good night, guys.
Yeah.
You've been listening to a Rebel Press podcast. Visit rebelpress.com for more podcasts.